This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Folks will ask, Jones, why do you get so excited? Why do you have so much energy? The UN and traitors in our own government countermanding law and the president are organizing the total collapse of our borders. As Central and South America plunge into civil war, this isn't Game of Thrones you watch on your couch with your ass getting bigger. This is the real Game of Thrones. This is the real world, folks. How would you not get excited? See, I'm not living in fantasy land. And look, I know our listeners are awesome. It brings tears to my eyes when I walk through an airport and black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, male, female. Our listeners are strong, focused, fire in their eyes. And then I see the left when they attack me in the street. They all look mentally ill. You think I feel good? Well, look at all these mentally ill people. It's scary. It's like a zombie disease. And I think about the incredible work of all of our reporters and all of our writers, and I just want to get their information out. Viewer discretion is advised. A new article just went up on Infowars.com by Paul Watson minutes ago. It's in Venezuela, the government running over citizens with armored vehicles. So viewer discretion is advised. Next segment, we're going to get to this. Shock video shows government vehicle mowing down Venezuelan protesters. And that's why people are starting to shoot back. And people say, oh, we shouldn't have an intervention. I was against all these other wars. This is on our doorstep in northern South America. They're staging with the UN, the border collapsing, and we are under attack. And I don't like invading countries, but this is Teddy Roosevelt would have invaded. Eisenhower would have invaded. You know, in the old days, we put governments in the Middle East to stabilize things and let women go to college. That's what Eisenhower did. Now we put governments in that throw gays off buildings, but then tell us we're going to teach 5-year-olds how to be gay here in the U.S. It's all just a discordant evil. So I'm not saying go to Venezuela because I don't trust the neocons to not double-cross Trump and mess it up or put some dictatorship in there. We don't need a right-wing dictatorship either. We just don't need Maduro down there. Thousands starving to death a week for years. They ate all their dogs and cats 4 or 5 years ago. They lost 30-something pounds on average last year. That was in the news. Even Reuters reported. And now you've got armored vehicles from the state running people over, and the left will spin it. Oh, that's a fake false flag. No, it's not. I watched all the footage of them burning those trucks. They stopped those trucks. They didn't let aid come in from Colombia, and they burned those damn trucks. I know false flags when I see them. Those aren't false flags. Give me a break. Oh, the soldiers accidentally set the aid convoys on fire. Uh-huh. All right. It is total bedlam down there. And the Butterknife Brigade is going to remove Maduro. It's over. I predict in 2 months he's gone. And we can probably just sit back and just wait for everything to collapse. The problem is this is a humanitarian crisis. So I don't want to hear about we've got to invade this or that over a humanitarian crisis. This is a absolute out-of-control situation. Shots fired all over the country. Even the poor barrio districts that have been the biggest supporters of the communist government are now the ones being terrorized, firebombed by the government. When they protest, the only people that get food are the military and police. Well, that's not going to last very long because they're running out of all the gold and all the treasuries they have to ship food in. And pretty soon people are just going to start shooting at any aircraft that land. And so there'll be no more aircraft coming in. So that place is circling. It already circled the toilet bowl. It already went down the toilet bowl. And it's just a shame because the country's got so much resources, not just in oil. That shot footage when we come back, and so much more. And then, boy, if you were triggered by Greg Reese's last report, we got another one that's about to go live on Infowars.com. You're the only way we're going to move the ball on the field. Please spread the link. The true origins of Islamophobia. It's coming up next segment. I'm Alex Jones. Please stay with us and spread the word. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So, the FBI has disrupted multiple target terror plot by a man who converted to Islam, was planning to attack right-wing events. We're going to get more into that. The FBI's put out a national alert confirming they've been inside Antifa meetings with MS-13 planning to kill law enforcement, planning to help break down the border and collapse the United States. This is just the Bill Ayers Weatherman program now coming to life 30 years, 40 years after they first hatched it. Simply incredible. That's up on InfoWars.com. We need to get that article out to everyone you know. It is so imperative. Also, the new video, journalist defends himself against Antifa mob attack, violent left-wing group stunned by YouTube's response. Now, I want to get to the latest in Venezuela with armored vehicles running over crowds of people. And our own liberal media praising it and saying it's a great thing, kind of like they praised the Arab Spring. Shock video shows government vehicle mowing down Venezuelan protesters. Socialist hellhole teeters on the brink of collapse, and like a black hole swallows in countless other innocent people. But this is what Wall Street and the big mega banks are funding. Trump didn't get 1% of the Wall Street money. Hillary got almost all of it. Am I against free market? Am I against Wall Street? No. But the big mega banks that run Wall Street have moved to China. They're allied with authoritarianism. And they want to have socialism for the general public and communism because it ends competition for us. The big mega corporations are offshore. They're tax exempt. They don't play by the rules they impose on us. So here's the report. A shocking video out of Venezuela shows an armored government vehicle mowing down a group of protesters. The footage shows demonstrators in Caracas throwing objects at the tank-styled trucks. Look like they were made in the U.S. One of the vehicles then mounts a curb and plows into protesters as they attempt to flee. Two victims who appear to be seriously injured are then dragged away by the crowd. Venezuelan opposition leader on Tuesday called for military uprising to oust President Maduro, reports the Associated Press. Armed factions have been engaging in gun battles all day outside of Caracas Air Base. That's the key. As the country teeters on the brink of collapse, yay, socialism. That's up on InfoWars.com. What is going to happen? Well, I'll just say this. Mexico is already getting its aid cut, and they better stop the millions pouring up here. Or we're going to have to go into Mexico because they border us and they're allowing this. And it's an act of war to flood somebody with millions of people, especially criminals. Many of them are criminals that we're being flooded with. So this is a very serious situation. And national polls are out showing that Democrats are really upset about this and think it's a big crisis. So now the Democratic Party is admitting the crisis is real, but trying to spin it all and tell everybody that it's Trump's fault, as if you have no memory. Now, I want to go to this report. Greg Reese did a report last week, early last week, that caused a lot of controversy. And we're going to repost this new report and the old report from last week up on Infowars.com. In fact, I think it's probably already up. I talked to him during the break about 5 minutes ago. So people can see the original report that Greg Reese put out as well. But this is a new report that we're going to premiere here. And this is the origins of Islamophobia. And I want to be clear. There are a lot of Muslims that are nice people. And I don't think they all want to kill everybody and take over. But Islam started 1,400 years ago in what Saudi Arabia today, Mecca and Medina, and it's now taken over half the planet, and there's about to be 3 billion Muslims, and leftist media is always defending Islam and covering up for it, and if you criticize murder, death, sexual mutilation in Europe, you get arrested, so it's protected. And so that makes me go after it more. So Islam needs a reformation. And and by the way, we don't respond to people criticizing us when we criticize Islam by kissing Islam's ass. We are just trying to be really fair and balanced here to look at what's happening. But I'm not going to sit here and when Christians get blown up and, you know, call it Easter worshipers, we're going to call it Christianity under attack. It is. And for every Muslim that gets killed by a Christian, there's probably 500 Christians that get killed. And so we're going to do what the establishment says we're not supposed to. They say we're not supposed to say that men can't compete in women's sports and then now win every contest. Transgender athlete smashes 4 women's powerlifting records. This is a joke. You tell us not to, we're going to cover it. So here's Greg Reese's report that did just go live on Infowars.com. Please share it. The true origins of Islamophobia.
Early Christianity was centered on the relationship between God and the individual. And after centuries of persecuting Christians, Rome created the Catholic Church, declared it the state religion, and changed the Christian doctrine. Practicing Christianity was now legal so long as it was Catholic. There is clear evidence that every people have had their religion subverted from the truth, but none more egregiously than the Muslim. Before there was any such thing as Islam, there were Sufi Muslims, and they lived in relative harmony amongst Christians and Jews. The Sufi way was similar to that of early Christianity. It taught that a personal relationship with God was not only achievable by the individual, but it was essential. The Sufi poets were philosophers sharing knowledge and ideas with the community. And they always described the Prophet Muhammad as a wise man of admirable temperament, similar to how the Christians described Christ. Hundreds of years later, a much different version of Muhammad was put forth by a priest class engaged in the bloodiest conquest of their time. They published and distributed the Quran and the Hadith and claimed they were the absolute word of God. A written ideology forced upon all Muslims that allows an unelected priest class to dictate the word of God and outlaw all opposing views. The Quran was accused of plagiarizing Sufi poems, and Sufi Muslims were naturally reluctant to accept the clerics as middlemen between themselves and God. But Islam had zero tolerance for any opposition. Libraries were burned, Sufis were killed, and Muslims were subjugated under the new law. Islam was brutal from the start. The Quran itself describes how people would pretend to be with Islam because they feared being killed. According to Islam, Muhammad himself had dozens killed for criticizing him. Many use the words extreme Islam or radical Islam to describe Islamic terrorism, but it better choice of words would be fundamentalist Islam. Because if you accept the Quran to be the literal word of God, as Islam commands, then waging terror and jihad upon non-Muslims is absolutely the highest path. Even the most respected Muslim scholars agree that the final chapter of the Quran abrogates all else. And the final chapter tells Muslims to fight Jews and Christians until they submit as willing slaves. According to the Hadith, Muhammad loved jihad so much that he prayed to be reincarnated so that he could fight and die over and over again. According to the Quran and Hadith, suicidal terrorists who kill non-Muslims are the heroes of Islam. The Quran teaches that Muslims are superior to all others, and that Jews and Christians are the worst of creatures. It teaches that women are mentally deficient. It teaches Muslims to punish non-Muslims, make enemies with them, and wage war against them. The Quran tells us that Allah granted Muslims the right to rape women and own sex slaves, including children who have not yet reached puberty.
All right, folks. We're going to go to break. That's only half the report. It's up on InfoWars.com. You're welcome to debate it in the comments. It's also on NewsWars.com. The true origins of Islamophobia is up on the site. But we're going to shift gears again to what I said I'd cover. And that's Biden, openly run by China. Will he be arrested? I think so. We either arrest all these people or they win. These are foreign traitors.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody.
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. I'm here live. Then you got Owen Schroer in the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. We're about to add some more shows as well. They'll be announced in the next few weeks. We also have Dave and I doing a great job weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. when I come on. Joining us in the next segment is Larry C. Johnson of CIA Counterterrorism, formerly, who's come out and exposed the coup plot against Trump. Years ago, it's now all been confirmed, and then we'll get his take on what other folks are saying, counterterrorism specialists, about the left's open calls for civil war, the FBI terror alert that Antifa is basically the deep state's decoy for violence, to trigger violence. We'll talk about that all with him, but here's really the big news. I know as an audience and as researchers, you already know all about Joe Biden. But the general public doesn't. And, you know, it's a great bait and switch. It's a great diversionary tactic. Kind of like you see in old movies or cartoons where the villain gets caught and then whoever the hero is that just caught the villain goes, no, actually, he's the spy. He's the one. Well, in the real world, that actually goes on. And so now there's a big Breitbart article up on Infowars.com and Breitbart.com that has a long 20-minute interview that was done on Fox News that goes through all the evidence and these investigative journalists that have looked into this. But Biden didn't hide this because he thought that the Clintons and people would be in power forever. Biden, under Obama particularly, his sons got billions and billions of natural gas and oil. They made hundreds of millions themselves. They got over $3 billion from Chinese companies to their companies. Again, the Bidens have made hundreds and hundreds of millions that we know of, and they've got a bunch of offshore accounts. So if you think Manafort was doing some stuff, he was nothing. So Steve Hilton, China is funding Biden family businesses with billions. Hunter Biden, Biden's second son, secured a $1 billion in financing from the Bank of China, an arm of the Chinese government, for a private equity firm founded by himself and Christopher Hines, the stepson of former Secretary of State John Kerry. And again, I've read all the stuff on this even before it came out in Breitbart. It's $3 billion from China, $2 billion at least from Ukraine. Joe Biden is the very definition of a corporate insider, said Hilton, rejecting left-wing and partisan Democrat marketing. In fact, can we cue up his slurred speech the other night? Biden is a man of the working people. He profiled Biden in a segment entitled Swamp Watch. Hilton added, with Joe Biden, there's a much more worrying relationship with a foreign power, one that represents a vastly bigger threat to America than Russia and China. So going over all this, it's a big report, and it links to other detailed reports that break all this down. This is only one area of the China sellout, directly with the state-owned Bank of China. And the other companies are direct state-owned facilities and state-owned energy companies, technology companies, you name it. And it's a clear payoff. It's absolutely a clear payoff. the Chinese have no rules but screw over America, the Chinese communists. They do whatever they want, whenever they want. They make U.S. companies that move there, give them all their technology. I was at Eric Bowling last week for his Blaze TV and Sinclair TV show in D.C., and I told him, I said, no, Apple officially moved there last April. They officially moved there a year ago. Reuters reported they had to give all the code keys to everybody's devices to the Chinese government. And Eric stopped the cameras, had him looking up on a phone, read the article. He used to be a big stockbroker. He couldn't believe it, ladies and gentlemen. The level of the treason is absolutely mind-blowing. And it's done right out in the open. So what do you do if you're Biden and the Clintons and you've sold out? Because they're not Chinese agents. They just sell it to everybody. They're just the worst traitors you could ever imagine, as long as it's anti-American. What do you do? You then blame Trump and the nationalists and the patriots with what you yourself have done. It's truly dangerous. It's insane. And it's coming to a head right now, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to look, though, at how the deep state plans to fight back and all these resignations of Rosenstein and of the head of the Air Force Academy and of the head of Gitmo. I'm told by some folks in Florida in the military that are pretty smart that this is a big, big deal. We'll get this former covert operations anti-terrorism expert from the CIA on next segment, Larry C. Johnson, to give us his take on that. Before I go to break, because I never do this properly, and I need to do this properly, and people need to listen up to me, okay? I think everybody's noticed that we really try to give you accurate info and have some of the most accurate information out there. I told you last year, 8 months ago, I got banned from Twitter for it, that Antifa is working with MS-13, the Democrats, as their muscle on the ground to carry out assassinations, you name it. It's an FBI alert. They've been inside the meetings. Specific groups are getting ready to arrest. This is serious, folks. You see them all over the news saying, kill the president. This is how the Chi-Coms and others are manipulating through the sellouts in our government. They wanted to sell the country out. That's what globalism is. So it's very, very, very important that folks understand this is very serious and that without you spreading the word and without you buying the products, we won't be here. I don't get money from the Chi-Coms or George Soros. I fund this operation and all these shows and all these investigative reporters that are in the field confronting Biden yesterday and, you know, Caitlin Bennett getting 30 million views a month and Millie Weaver getting 20 million a month. I mean, we're toe-to-toe with these people, okay? And I'm not bragging. I'm saying I'm going to fight. And I need money to do it. I need a bunch of it. And I make it real easy to do. The soils and the food is depleted of iodine. It's what you build your hormones and everything off of. You have to have it. Instead, we get hit with all the bad allergens, which lower fertility, lower libido, and everything else, and cause bone cancer. Fluoride. Fluoride's real good for your teeth, nothing else. The good halogen is iodine. We have the cleanest X2. We're able to get it. Nobody else has this. Between 7 and 12,000 feet, they get it. Drilling for natural gas. The stuff's so pure that we had to get a DEA approval just to keep it in a facility before it's then put into the organic oil and delivered to you. Then it's totally legal. You can get a free bottle of X3 that's all three types of iodine, including the deep earth crystal, with the pure deep earth crystal version X2. So 25% off X2. I want you to have it and get it. You can read the thousands of five-star reviews, 98% review. There's no reviews yet on the combo. We can show TV viewers thousands of five-star reviews, 4.9 stars, 98%. I'm going from memory. Yeah, 98%. That's power reviews, third-party side, 4.9 stars. Our most popular product, because let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You start taking iodine, the good type, and what it does in your body is insane. You should consult a physician before. It's all seen as generally safe, but if you've really been deficient, there's other stuff going on, who knows what's going to happen. I'm already out of time again. Sometime today, I've got to read these reviews to you, the five-star reviews. We just printed these off in the order they printed up. Let me just read one of these to you if I have time. I started taking this last year daily. When combined with water filtration good enough to filter out fluoride, your life will change forever. Clarity of mind, overall becoming woke. I don't like that word, but I don't have enough characters in this comment and a way to say with X2, X3 is the next level. I take both. Anyways, get your thyroid and freak out. Start taking it ASAP, Brandon, Texas. Not joking around here, folks. Not joking around. Get it today and get your free bottle X3. InfoWarsStore.com. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're getting him on the line right now via Skype. Larry C. Johnson, distinguished member of the CIA and counterterrorism. He's been pointing out that there's been a real attempted coup in this country for several years. It's all been confirmed. We'll get the latest from him in a moment. But here he was last week when I was on One American News as a guest. I noticed that he was live during one of their programs and thought what he said was very informative. So here it is.
One of the strengths and weaknesses or dangers of this Five Eyes cooperative is that it provides a channel for sharing intelligence information.
Johnson said there is a cooperation agreement between the intelligence services of the U.S., U.K., Canada, New Zealand, and Australia, the so-called Five Eyes Club, that allowed the Obama administration to access surveillance of U.S. citizens as foreign-gathered intelligence.
On this side of the ocean, who are at the highest levels in the U.S. intelligence community, as sort of an agreement to collect and share information and do it in a way that would not necessarily attract undue attention, but would provide a documentary record that could be then used to justify targeting Donald Trump.
Just as the Trump administration took office, a senior official in the Obama Pentagon had an unguarded moment on MSNBC.
I had a fear that somehow that information would disappear with the senior people who left. So it would be hidden away in the bureaucracy. That the Trump folks, if they found out how we knew what we knew about the Trump staff dealing with Russians, that they would try to compromise those sources and methods.
We know that specifically from a former Department of Defense official under Obama named Evelyn Farkas. She admitted to it.
Johnson said in the beginning the British were simply curious about Donald Trump as he became a serious candidate for president.
The British did this in part, I'm given to understand by people who were familiar with what was up, is that they were concerned about Trump's policies on NATO and Syria, and they wanted to make sure that they could start understanding what he was up to.
One clear example of the UK surveillance was the monitoring of Trump campaign volunteer George Papadopoulos, he said.
How did George Papadopoulos come to the attention of both law enforcement and intelligence sources? And when you look at his story, you begin to realize his first communications from UK to the United States, they were emails. So maybe one or two phone calls, if I recall correctly. Well, those were intercepted. Absolutely, they were intercepted by the United Kingdom through his general communications headquarters.
All right, so that's Larry C. Johnson. I've seen him on national television. He's been on the show before. I mean, he was laying all this out 2+ years ago, just like we were. What's crazy is how public all this is, how brazen all this is. And so I wanted to get into the Five Eyes, the spying, how illegal this was. Trump says he's taking the gloves off. We've seen these firings. We've seen these high-level resignations. And I've talked to three people last week. Two of which met with the president. He said, no, we're going to arrest them all. We're getting them all. And I think that's why they're panicking, is because I think this president's for real and understands that he's actually trying to be the president. Maybe I'm wrong, but Larry C. Johnson, without going through your whole bio, distinguished CIA, counterterrorism expert, run major operations, you're a respected guy and a patriot. What would you call this period we're in? I would call it a governmental civil war. I would call it a world crisis. What would you call this period we're in, and now that the deep state or criminal elements of it have failed, where we're going here?
Well, the intelligence community and the law enforcement community have been weaponized against a domestic opposition party. It's that simple. We've really never experienced in our history where these tools of government were turned on the opposing political party in such an intense way. And it was designed, people will disparage Trump for calling it a coup, but I don't know what else you can call it. This is exactly a failed coup attempt. And people like Jim Clapper and John Brennan and Jim Comey and Loretta Lynch and Susan Rice, they were all involved, all implicated. And they're trying to pretend now that they were just, looking for the bad deeds of Russians and just happened to stumble across all these Trump people, which is just a lie.
You are the expert here, and the real expert is years ago. I saw you on national TV. We had you on a few years ago. You were laying this out then. Now it's all been confirmed. looking at the psychology of the different elements of the deep state, obviously they're just criminal cliques or embed groups. Obama clearly left stay behind networks in my research behind that are still operating. And I think they thought from decades of getting away with whatever they wanted to that they were invincible. I don't think they understand they've overreached so far now that even the establishment realizes they've got to be punished and gotten rid of because they're not giving up. They are engaged in anti-free speech, terrorizing the public. If I got into the stuff they've done to me, I'm not trying to, you know, victimology. It's actually entertaining, but it's like a spy movie. And so I'm wondering, what do you think, A, quantify this for folks, and then what do you think is coming next? What are they going to do in their death throes? Because I think Trump's going to move against them. I think Barr is forced to move against them. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I hope Barr moves against him. I think he will. A lot of this I do lay at the feet of Donald Trump himself, because when he came into office, he left all these people in place. He had the full authority and power to remove a lot of the, what are known as senior executive service, senior intelligence service. They really serve at the direction and discretion of the president. His failure to get rid of them, it's on him. You can't blame the deep state for that.
No, I agree.
The other point, though, I think you correctly know, is this didn't just start with Donald Trump. It started, you yourself have experienced this persecution. We saw that James Rosen of Fox News was being spied upon. Other journalists were being spied upon. So this is something that the Obama administration started doing early on, and then they got so used to doing it and getting away with it, it just escalated and expanded dramatically. And then when, you know, went through phases with Trump, because in the initial phase of the Trump campaign, nobody thought he was going to win. But they were collecting information that you would do for, let's call it, opposition research on steroids, because they were enlisting British firms, they were enlisting British intelligence to help start identifying people that the Trump campaign folks were talking to. And then when it looked like Trump was going to get the nomination, it entered another phase, even more intense. And this starts about March of 2016. And you can see that's when Perkins Coie hires Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele is brought on with to do the dossier. That's the time period that they start going intensively after Papadopoulos. That's the time frame when they start going after Carter Page. So this had a sort of a natural progression. And then phase three comes when Trump stuns them. Because I know for a fact from a friend who was present in some conversations between Clapper and Brennan that they genuinely did not believe that Trump would win. And they were even counseled by the FBI that don't be so certain of that.
Oh, I know people that were in the room of security with Hillary that literally she was totally drunk, got even drunker, threw a fit, attacked people and collapsed that night.
Yeah. So this was it was stunning for all of these folks. And it was at that point that it ended the phase three of trying to find an extrajudicial way to get rid of Donald Trump. Even entertaining thoughts of making approaches to federal judges to have his election ruled as illegal, and then opting for
that was Nancy Pelosi's daughter. And then when I talked about that, she went on Fox and said I death threatened her. Stay right there. Yeah. I want to come back, sir, and get into all this and what you think they're going to do now. Are they going to give up? Or are they going to keep striking back? Because obviously I've been asked by the FBI and others not to get into all the things that happened behind the scenes, but I reported this to the FBI, and I mean repeatedly the stuff. I caught them. I'm just saying, and it's what you're saying. They're wild-eyed. They're not accustomed to having anybody stand up against them, so they've committed so many wild crimes. How does Trump not prosecute them? But as you said, why does Trump leave them in the government? We'll be right back with our guest, Larry C. Johnson. He'll tell you about a website. We can read more of his writings as well when we come back. Stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, he's riding a shotgun with us, Larry C. Johnson. 15 minutes to the next hour. Then our reporters, Caitlin Bennett and, of course, Millie Weaver, have gone to the Biden rally. College leftists called cops on InfoWars reporters. It's all coming up. The authoritarianism is incredible. I want listeners to understand something, and I know our audience gets this, but this is history happening. We're not up here dolling this up to sound alarmist or whatever. I have to pinch myself when I realize how serious this is. And like I said, a lot of times I just laugh at it, even with the stuff that's gone on in my life. And I'm not really at liberty to get into a lot of it, but it's over the top, okay? It's stuff like you hear about in movies, but except you laugh at the people that are doing it. And I think that's kind of the good news is all the scum they've sent after me act and look like mentally ill people. It doesn't matter that they work for intelligence agencies or big tax-free foundations. They've got the little secret agent card. They never gone out and done anything real. So as scary as they are, these are not the professionals. And I just have to tell you, I was in D.C. The police, the Secret Service last week, all listeners. I mean, all listeners. And I'm not bragging. I'm saying that's good intel that the police and military are really awake about what's happening. They understand there's foreign interest manipulating the country. They understand that arrogant interests tried to overthrow an election, tried to stop an election. And the public, I think, understands that and sees there's a border crisis and really sees that this country is in 21st century war. But without me asking the questions and just getting back to our guest, Larry C. Johnson, who's one of the only other people other than like Colonel Schaefer, who we had on like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, who laid out that there was an ongoing attempted coup, and now it's been proven. Well, the mindset of the leftist and the stay-behind groups and what they're planning now, because now this has all come out. And as you said, Trump's big failing is he didn't clean them out early because I don't think he understood it. He wasn't from government. He got lied to. But what is – here's my question. What does the president need to do now in your expert view and your research view, talking to others? What's the best thinking on that? And then let's look at the – enemy, the mentally ill scrap feeders of globalism that think they're be conquering something by trying to overthrow the country to turn it over to multinationals. I mean, quantify in your own words without me putting words in your mouth. I mean, just the epic moment we're in.
The first thing he needs to do is declassify all of the relevant documents, even intelligence information, NSA documents, documents passed from liaison services like GCHQ, human intelligence documents, the FISA warrants. Declassify it all, publish it, get it out there. Because it's going to be this kind of sunlight that's going to be required to disinfect this filth, really, which has dirtied up the American political system. That's number one. Number two, to go after and start rooting out these Obama holdovers that have been allowed to stay. I'll give you a case in point. A woman named Tina Kadnow. Tina used to be the ambassador at large for counterterrorism in the Bureau of Counterterrorism, and she was a diehard Hillary supporter. I mean, diehard. When Trump came into office, they allowed her to become the head of political military affairs of state. Now, you can make the argument that that was just the internal state doing its own thing, but then it was compounded. Where she resigned from the Foreign Service and the Trump administration appointed her to a senior position at DOD. I mean, now this is crazy. You know, I know Trump likes to play the role of being a tough guy that hires and fires people, but the
truth is he doesn't know any of this. He has ideas. He wants to be president. He's just trusting his adjuncts and they are selling us out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who's doing the sellout, but all I can tell you is people like Tina Kadnow should not be around and allowed in the Trump administration. She is a pure partisan political hack.
All right, I'm going to keep interrupting here. He's making so many great points. But Larry C. Johnson, former CIA counterterrorism expert who really predicted and laid all this out, Trump has now said he's going to release the classified info. But just like he said he'd get us out of Afghanistan, the Pentagon told him, no, don't do it, twisted his arm. I don't see how it gives up methods and all this stuff to release this. This was an internal coup. I think Trump has to do it, and he has to know now that if he doesn't root these groups out, they're not going to give up. So can we speak to that from what you studied and your sources? They don't seem to be giving up. They seem to be regrouping and trying something to still overthrow this election.
Yeah, no, this is like some bad zombie movie. They continue to come at us, and they just need to be, you know, they need to be stopped. It is, you know, this is the kind of thing that requires some tough, decisive action. And they're not giving up. But I think what we'll start seeing is if the first ones that get prosecuted or indicted, then they will start turning on each other because there is the self-preservation instinct will kick in. And I do have the confidence that Attorney General Barr is going to take this very seriously. I think the next shoe to drop comes with the Inspector General's report. Armed with that Inspector General's report, that will show that Jim Comey leaked classified material and the likely possibility that at that point both McCabe and Comey themselves will be indicted and put in front of the grand, or their charges will be put in front of the grand jury and will likely be returned for misuse of classified information and lying to the FBI. So as that starts to happen, then I think you're going to see the panic reaction among the conspirators grow even more intense. I mean, we saw Ben Rhodes this week, who is in the national security advisor role to President Obama, claiming that he sounded like the slave girl in Gone with the Wind. You know, he didn't know nothing about birth and no babies. You know, he didn't know nothing.
It was like Sergeant Schultz in Hogan's Heroes. I know nothing. I know. I mean, you even have like the top people in the State Department saying someone broke into our computer and unmasked the spying.
Yeah, this and the whole unmasking thing is a further indication that this was an organized effort, because to unmask means the names of people had to appear in intelligence reports. There are only two types of intelligence reports, Alex. One is a piece of signal intelligence from the NSA that's produced either by the NSA or from a liaison service like the British. Or you got a human intelligence report, which is generated principally by the Central Intelligence Agency. Those are the only two types of reports where someone's name is going to show up. And when it's a U.S. person's name, normally in those kinds of reports, they do not identify the individual by name. They'll say person one, person two, person three, whatever. So it's once the name is put into a report, it then allows government officials to come back and say, who is this? But there has to be a reason.
Sure, and so they've been caught red-handed. I mean, I think Trump now realizes that they've committed so many crimes, he must go after them. And you've seen Hillary saying, arrest Trump just last week. She's not stopping. And so, I mean, this is going to be a crisis. And I can't believe we're here calmly talking about this. This is, I think, 1,000 times worse than Nixon. And I think it just shows their recklessness that they did all this. And it shows, I don't want to have this big shakeup. I don't want to have this confrontation. But it has to happen, because you just can't leave these Frankenstein rogue groups that have proven they're crazy just wandering around doing whatever they want.
But it's not like they were really being smart about this or thinking it through like a professional chess player where they're anticipating moves four or five.
No, it's just emotional power grabbing. He shouldn't have won. We have all the emails. We should be in power. We need to get rid of him. And then they're all panicking. Well, there's no Russians. What are we going to do? Oh my God! And as you said in earlier reports I've seen on TV, you've actually got Hillary and the Democrats are selling out to any country that'll pay them.
Yeah, well, and that's follow the money in this. That's one of the critical points. The money that was going to the Clinton Foundation coming out of the UK. Out of key individuals in the United Kingdom, they're also wrapped up in this in its very beginnings. There is a British security firm called Hakluyt, Hakluyt, and those are mostly retired MI6 individuals. They were basically brought on board the Hillary Clinton campaign early on in 2015 to help do opposition research. And I think really sort of the root foundation of the British spying on the Trump campaign began there. And that's one of the things that needs to be looked into.
We're back in 2 minutes, but just at the end here, Larry C. Johnson, highly decorated CIA, clandestine counterterrorism expert, quantifying in 30 seconds. You already said it's an attempt to overthrow the government of an election using governmental power. This is probably one of the biggest scandals, if not the biggest, in our whole history. This is insane.
Yeah, this violates laws and ethics on just enormous scale. Look, I was right in the middle of the whole Iran-Contra mess as a CIA analyst, and I learned even back then there's pressure to get involved with politics, but you have to keep your own personal politics out of it and just do your job.
Let's come back and see where you as an expert think this is going. Stay with us, folks.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.